The Hillsborough Public Works Department recently managed an engineering analysis of the structure of the bridge, which was closed in December. The analysis of the damage to the bridge was offered at the meeting by Dave Thompson with a PowerPoint presentation. With the findings of this analysis, four different alternatives were presented for consideration. Alternatives 3 and 4 included demolishing the entire bridge, with Alternative 3 including building fishing piers on each side. Alternative 2 includes demolishing the center of the bridge and repairing the ends as catwalks. And Alternative 1 is to repair the entire structure and keep the bridge standing. Bob Kirstein of the Friendship Trail Bridge Corporation noted the high support for Alternative 1.
In looking at the comments received by Pinellas County, including the update we received a few minutes ago, there are 30 responses with two negatives. That means 6 to 7% were negatives. The rest were all positives. Save the bridge.
One option that best fits Alternative 1 could come from a federal stimulus program. In order to qualify, the project would either have to cost more than $20 million or apply for a waiver. Brian Smith, a Pinellas County staff official, described the possibilities for the Tiger Grant.
On the other side of the bay, we also have the city of Tampa and the county are looking at connecting trail that would go from the bridge either down Gandy Boulevard or up to Bay to Bay. The point I'm getting to is you would then, if you put those facilities in and you did some improvements on the bridge itself, you'd be over the $20 million, somewhere between $22 to $27 million. And that's something we'd have to research and work with the local governments on, but that does get you over the $20 million, therefore meeting the program requirement. And it's kind of ridiculous to say, how do you spend some money to get a project up? But that's the way that program is set up. You have to spend at least $20 million with it. But that would then be able to take you from downtown St. Petersburg to downtown Tampa on a trail in the next couple of years if we did this.
Ben Ritter is the local government relations director for the Paralyzed Veterans of America. He told the committee about the benefits the bridge had for the people he represents. He supports seeking the grant money.
There are very few two-lane highways where you can roll across a bay and watch the dolphins and fish and do all the other things that exercising is so important to do. This bridge was worthwhile saving in 1997 with taxpayer dollars, and it's certainly worthwhile saving in 2009 with federal, what was the name of the grant?
The Tiger Grant?
Well, I say let's grab that tiger by the tail and let's shake out $20+ million, fix the bridge and hook it up to the existing trail.
Many who spoke, such as Doug Davidson of St. Petersburg, offered ideas to help the bridge become more profitable.
I think there's also the fact that it's a unique asset for the surrounding communities. It enhances the community. It is a unique asset. And hopefully there's something there that translates into increased tax dollars for our surrounding communities.
Joe Bates of Clearwater doesn't think that the bridge restoration is economically logical. He doesn't see it as something that would make enough money or jobs to deserve the grant.
I'm not against trails. I am against taxpayer-funded trails. And the stimulus money that the counties are going to go to with their hat in hand was meant to create jobs. It was not meant for these kind of projects that create no revenue. It's going to be short-term jobs, going to put people to work for 6 months. When that bridge is done, the jobs are gone. So what we need to do, first of all, is to look at the fiscal impact this is going to have on our country.
However, former Pinellas County Commissioner Barbara Sheen Todd says that this grant does fit the restoration of the trail bridge.
But the fact of the matter is, if there's stimulus money to go somewhere, I'd rather it came to the Tampa Bay area than to Oklahoma or Texas or North Carolina or somewhere else. Secondly, this isn't just stimulus money. As I understand it, it's a special transportation alternative grant, which means it's not one of the just to create jobs for people to build a bridge or restore a bridge. It's to provide options to the community to encourage other things other than automobiles.
Alan Snell of the Southwest Florida Bicycle United Dealers said the bridge is not only something for recreation, but also for greener transportation.
This is also against the backdrop of a time when bicycling and green living and sustainability is increasing. At a time when we need to increase our options of getting around the bay.
Beth Connor of St. Petersburg sees the range of people that enjoyed the bridge. This is something she strongly believes in and would like to see the restoration of the bridge regardless of funding.
We have
people in wheelchairs. We have children who love to rollerblade. They haven't been able to do it. I think it's imperative whether we get a stimulus grant or not. I think the public officials of Hillsborough and Pinellas County and the cities that connect it have got to see that the amount of people who are here today are demanding this bridge be saved. We want it, we need it, and it just has to be.
While nearly all who spoke supported the bridge's restoration, there was what Frank Miller of the Friendship Trail Bridge Corporation called the gorilla in the room. That is, the future of the bridge, which is proposed to last for 10 years, may still face demolition to build a new traffic bridge.
That is, that the most likely scenario would be that the eastbound traffic bridge carrying the traffic over Tampa Bay, the Gandy Bridge, is going to be ending its useful life. DOT tells us about 50 years. It was built in 1975. So about 2025. It's not if, but it's when they're going to declare that unusable for traffic. And that could become the new Friendship Trail Bridge. When they do build a bridge to replace that, the most likely footprint would be the site of the current Friendship Trail Bridge.
The next public meeting will be held at 7 p.m. at the Jan Platt Library in Tampa. At the end of this meeting, the final recommendation will be made for the two county commissions about which alternative should be further pursued. For more information, go to www.trailbridge.org. For WMNF in St. Petersburg, this is Lindsay Cradwell.